Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, guys, we do a little college football. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports senior college football writer. Dennis, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am great. How are you guys?
Doing well. It's just me solo. Teak is out, so it's nice to be able to chat.
No.
Been a little bit. The Fair Pay to Play Act here obviously is a huge headline. I know Ohio State just came out and gave some thoughts. I don't know if you saw their comments from their AD. What's your initial take? What do you think? What do you think of this first glance here?
Well, it's way overdue. It has been on the NCAA radar for years because people notice this in the national letter of intent. That wait a minute, why are we signing away our name, image, and likeness? And then it became an issue when the pot of money got so big that, you know, Jim Delaney and the Big Ten, the commissioner, gets a $20 million bonus. A bonus. I don't have to tell you about the salaries of Dabo Swinney and Jimbo Fisher. And, you know, the narrative then became, can't you carve out a couple of bucks for players?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, I just talked to a player today at Kansas who gets $1,200 a month from his cost of attendance stipend. All the players get him. He still says, I'm scratching along at the end of the month. I got $15 in my checking account. So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. It's a basic human right that you should be able to control what people can do with your image, with your name. For years, the NCAA had the Buick NCAA Player of the Week, and it was always some great player or something like that. They don't do it anymore because of this situation.
Yep.
But why shouldn't a player get a couple of shekels out of that? They're making money off the backs of these players. It makes sense.
I totally agree. My only concern here, Dennis, I think there's going to be some residual issues that come out of this, and is a little, you know, a little nuanced, a little minutia driven. But maybe you know the answers, because I spent the first hour. This came up a few times. I raised a few of these points. Callers raised a few. I'm going to give you an example because this to me could really bog it down and maybe force it to lose a little traction or forward momentum. Say if I commit to go play for Cal, I'm their quarter. I'm a 4-star, I guess that's almost irrelevant, but I'm going to go and play for Cal. They want me, I want them. Boom. I get on campus, $50,000 deal with the Audi dealership. Good for me. I got $50,000 in my bank. However, I get taxed, whatever, they'll figure that out. Does the school get a little bit? I don't know. But what happens if I want to transfer? And what happens if I'm going to transfer out of the state of California and go play football in the Sun Belt, say for the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers? Do I have to pay that $50,000 back to be eligible?
God, you're getting way in the weeds.
But it's an important question.
Yeah, I don't think there would be many 5-stars who want to transfer out of California down to the Sun Belt.
Why not? It's happened before.
But, well, if you're a 5-star, you're usually going to be playing somewhere. In other words, you're not going to go down to the Sun Belt. You're going to maybe go to another conference. But your point is, well, that's in the details. I mean, I think you hand them their rights first. And then you can figure out everything else. I mean, the NCAA has let it get this far. They can't cap whatever earnings they can have. I think the best position for the NCAA is to try to become a partner. How about this? They become a licensing partner for all 13,000 FBS players. And this is just one example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll split we'll split some of the merch money with you. We will actively go out and help you find a licensee for the football game, EA Sports. Hey, we can use your names on the back. Great. Everybody gets paid. Nobody said anybody's going to get rich out of this.
Yeah.
If they do, how does that change the balance of the structure of college sports as there is now? Alabama's still going to get the best players and the highest paid, above board, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. And Vanderbilt's not. So, yeah, if a car dealer wants to pay a guy $50,000 to sell cars for him on a commercial, that's fine. Sooner or later, an accountant or the owner is going to go, you know what, you can get a $50,000 worth. I'm not selling many cars, no matter who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it could be Tua, it could be Johnny Manziel, but that's the 1%.
Yep.
Not everybody's going to get this.
Mm-hmm. No, I know it's kind of a almost, I don't want to say a completely implausible situation, because I think that happens, maybe not the five-star example to Western Kentucky, but players get recruited over, players bomb, players leave. I'm just bringing this up now because I think it would be reckless to say, okay, we've got the Fair Pay-to-Play Act here. We'll figure out the details when they come to fruition. That would be the worst thing to possibly do. I think you need to have everything lined up beforehand. This way it's not anarchy. And I think it could, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's happening as we speak. Yeah. I mean, this thing is happening in real time. And the NCAA's worst nightmare is occurring as we speak. Pennsylvania announced they're having a bill yesterday. There are now 8 states and growing that either have these bills or are going to propose these bills and put them on the floor of the state house. The NCAA's worst nightmare is to have to fight 8 different bills, which is what they'll be. Mm-hmm. They want the uniform at all.
Yep.
8 different bills in a legal battle where they are already on record in California saying, we will burn down the house. We will go to the Supreme Court to defend the collegiate model of this thing. They know they can't do it in multiple states.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't. But the membership won't let them. So they've got to come up with something. Either they propose the federal government has antitrust exemption that allows colleges to do this and cap coaches' salaries so they can save money, or they have to work with the players themselves. But it's really, you know, right now, it's really spiraling out of their control.
That's crazy. We're talking to Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports senior college football writer. All right, let's get on the field here. Can I make a case, even if it's a loose one, and maybe I stretch a few examples, can I make a case right now, as we're in early October, that there's 6... maybe 7 better teams in Clemson? Would you be open to that kind of a dialogue or no?
You're reading the website. I dropped them from 1 to 6 this week.
Let's go. That's why I'm setting you up. Go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah, there you go. I can make a case for the 5 schools above them being more accomplished. And remember, this is what the selection committee does each week. They won't start until November. But this is what they do. They take everything in a barrel and shake it out and say, okay, who's played the toughest schedule? Who has the best record? Who looks most impressive? Okay, I'll start with Alabama, best offense in the country. I don't think there's any argument about that. Lacking on defense, but, you know, can go undefeated. Okay.
Let me interrupt for 1 second, Dennis. I don't disagree, but how far above LSU's offense is Alabama's offense, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's better. I've seen it. Okay. I know Joe Burrow is putting up you know, lightning round numbers. And look, it'll be decided on November 9th in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I've never seen 4 receivers like that. And people want to talk about the running game. It ain't chicken feed. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Keep going. Got that. Auburn has the 2 best wins this year. They have 2 wins over ranked teams, highly ranked teams. LSU has gone on the road and beaten a number 10 Texas. Mm-hmm. Georgia beat a top 10 Notre Dame. Ohio State, to me, and I saw them Saturday night, is the best team in the country.
Mm.
Offense, defense, special teams. Justin Fields is going to be a rock star as a player. And so you're left with who has Clemson played, who have they beaten, and that was kind of inexcusable against North Carolina because, and I said it before the season, if they lose one of those ACC games, the ACC is so mediocre this year.
Ugh.
I think they have a hard time getting to the playoffs.
I don't disagree. It's tough to watch the ACC most times.
If you assume there's going to be 3, 4, 5, 11-1, 12-1, maybe one undefeated left.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson doesn't make the cut in that situation.
I don't disagree again. Can you make the case? Now, I know Michigan is, you know, not nearly what people thought. And I do want to ask you one Jim Harbaugh question, but I didn't want to sidetrack this with 15 minutes of Harbaugh stuff. I don't want to overreact to what Wisconsin did to Michigan, because then they had a little bit of a down game this past weekend, albeit they beat Northwestern. Are you in the evaluation process where there's anything in your mind that says, man, Wisconsin could even be better right now than Clemson?
Yeah, I could, you know, because they know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know exactly what they're doing. They're going to beat you up in both lines. They're going to get these big corn-fed linemen, offense, defense. They're going to run the ball. They're going to have a game manager at quarterback. And if you're not ready for it, you better be able to strap it on. You're going to, you know, you're going to get embarrassed like Michigan did.
Yeah.
And they're going to play Ohio State and Wisconsin. If they are the 2 best teams in the Big Ten, are going to play twice. They play once in the regular season, and then if they win their division, we play. That's fascinating to me because that would be a contrast of styles. Ohio State's very physical, but can they stand up to Jonathan Taylor and Wisconsin holding the ball for 40 minutes, which is exactly what they'll try to do against that offense.
We're talking to Dennis Dodd.
I think you can make that case. Yeah.
Okay, good. Just want to throw that by. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports Senior Insight, Senior College Football Writer, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So when you shake out the Michigan tree, what branches fall this offseason? You have to assume they're going to lose at least one or two more games, don't you? You have to.
Yeah, I think they're a 9-3 team.
So what happens if they're 9-3 or if they're 8-4? Let's push it. Let's say if they're 8-4, what happens?
Well, right now, I don't think they're going to fire Jim Harbaugh because Jim Harbaugh won't allow that to happen. He'll leave before they fire him. In other words, he won't let himself, endure whatever that looks like.
So uh-huh.
The ultimate Michigan man to not even fail. You can't say he failed. He's won 10 games 3 out of 4 years. This could be 4 out of 5 if they go 10-3 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just that this is year 9 of being a major college coach, and he hasn't so much as won a division. And those kind of things are brought up when you're 0-4 against Ohio State. It starts there. You have to beat Ohio State. Beginning of the season, everybody, and I mean everybody, had picked Michigan to win the Big Ten. I mean, unless you live in Columbus. And think about it. Before the season, that first-year head coach at Ohio State, first-time quarterback, they're going to take a dip. Okay. I think we all agree that's flipped now. I would definitely say Ohio State's going to win, or Wisconsin, basically. So what does that look like after year 5? Not good. Shea Patterson, who's the best quarterback he's had there, I think we know his ceiling. It's taking nothing away from him, but, he's not a Justin Fields. He's not a difference maker in big games. They haven't had a tailback since Mike Hart. I mean, try to name a difference maker tailback since then. And they just lost 4 pros off the defense. And so they're not what we thought they were.
No, they're not.
And that's why they're going to be like that.
You know what they are? And I want to ask you an Urban Meyer question as well. I'm going to start wrapping things up. Dennis, I got to throw that by the obligatory Urban question. Dennis Dodd here on the show. I'm going to, if Michigan's football program were a basketball program, here's what they would be. They'd be 26-5, all right? They'd be a 3 seed on Selection Sunday, prominently featured. They would wipe the floor with the 14 seed in the round of 65, and then they would lose in the round of 32. That's where they are.
Yeah, or get to the Sweet 16.
And get destroyed.
Yeah.
All right. The whispers are getting louder. Now you start to read, you start to hear, hey, the reason why Urban Meyer took the Fox job is he wants to plant moles and, gain a little traction with USC and blah, blah, blah. Where is he coaching? I know he's going to coach next season. Where is he coaching?
That's the question. I don't think there's any question. I bet a year's salary. I bet a year's salary that he's coaching next year.
Oof.
I really would.
Really?
Because he's 56 years old. He can't get it out of him. And not just him, any of these coaches. He's in the prime of his coaching career at 56 years old. This is when these guys highly achieve. He's already won 2 championships, three championships, 2 at Florida, one at Ohio State. How many coaches, I don't know of any coaches who won championships at 3 different schools.
And he was number one at Utah.
And he took Utah the first
year. Yeah, and Alex Smith was the first overall pick.
Great, no, he's a great coach.
Yeah.
If the medical thing can be overcome, and I'm told that, the cyst he has on his brain, he had a procedure, was it last year? I can't remember. But they can't go in there again. So can he control it enough, which he did for a few years at Ohio State,
yep.
That thing doesn't give him pain again. But I just think the urge to get that, because he hasn't shut the door. We've seen it time after time. And then, I think I'm done. I believe I'm done. I think I'm done.
Yep.
He hasn't shut the door. At least he's being honest.
Yeah, I said that from day one. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not gonna criticize him at all. At least he's being honest.
No way. I mean, I don't know why people feel the need to be definitive when, with future plans, when there's so many variables and so many things can change. I would never hold it against him. Now, listen, do I think he always runs a clean program? No, and I'm not even close. I mean, I would have my issues with that. But would I hire him to come and save me? You bet you behind I would, and I give him a blank check to do it because he's one of the best on the planet.
Well, if USC was open. And the new president, Carol Folt, had any misgivings about hiring him for the way, let's say, he left Ohio State. And we all know, the way he left Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'd be so much pressure on her to hire him, she wouldn't have a say in it, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Those people are so desperate to be relevant again and to have one of the best, you know, of all time, I guess, and certainly one of the best right now. He'd probably end up there.
Interesting stuff. All right, Dennis, appreciate you hopping on, my man. It's just getting interesting here in college football. A lot of moving parts. We'll keep reading you. Thanks, Dennis.
All right, man. Thanks.
You got it. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports senior college football writer.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.